Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Welcome to That Good As It's Folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Sir Mankley, bringing you the first half this morning, and I'll leave you in the very capable hands of James Fagan for the second half. During the first half, I've got an interview with Miranda Sykes, Jim Causley and John Palmer. We're about their new show celebrating the life and work of Sabine Berengold, and that will be coming to Sheffield, and we'll talk about that later on. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on there. As I said, over the next 12 hours, we've got lots and lots of great music for you, so keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
The build up, the pulling down. I miss the moving days with the marking out the ground. Now it's over. They tell me it's over. Oh, yeah. So I'll head down to my brother's farm, where the winter work will keep me warm. Turn my collar to the northern storms, and I'll shelter to the spring. But there's one thing every showman knows: people still need a place to go, for a film, a fair, a dance, a show, where they can shout and sing. Then I'll drag my weary father to his feet. I'll say, look, the summer's here, and there are people in the street. Oh, this lockdown winter yard's no place to hide. Step right up. Walk this way. Everyone's a winner. On that sweet day, we welcome back the ride. Let's welcome back the ride. Walk this way, folks.
Steve Knightley with the title track of the, of his new new album. The song, actually, the song is called The Ride, and the album's called The Winter Yards, but it's a line, it's a word in a line from that song. Steve Knightley there from his brand new solo album. That Steve's on tour all around the country, starting now. After this, we're going to go to the Drystones. The Drystones are playing Shakespeare's coming week, and here they are with some tunes. Thank you. Ford Collier and Alex Garden there, the Drystones, who will be at the Shakespeare's this coming week. Look at the Sheffield Folk Guide for details. Now let's have a chat with let's have a chat with Jim Corsley, Miranda Sykes, and John Palmer, who joined us halfway through the interview, about their new show celebrating the life and work of the folk song collector Sabine Baron-Gold. They'll be bringing this show to the Samuel Worth Chapel on the 3rd of November. It'll be a great night. Really looking forward to it. And from the show, let's first hear this song, The Last of the Singers.
To me,
well, I reckon the days is departed when folks would listen to me, and I feel like it's one broken hearted, all a thinking on what used to be, and I don't know as much be amended than was in the merry old time. When with pipes and a ale folks attended to me and my pretty old rhymes, to me and my pretty old rhymes. 'Tis true I be cruel, asthmatic, and I've lost every tooth in my head, and my limbs be that with rheumatic, dare say I was better in bed. Oh my, all the world be for reading newspapers and books and whatnot. Short is only conceitedness reading, and the old singing man is forgot. Well, I reckon that with my brown fiddle I'd go from this cottage to that. All the youngsters would dance in the middle, their pulses and feet pitter-pat. I could sing if you'd stand me the liquor all the night, and I'd never give on. My voice, I don't deny it, gets thicker, but I'm never exhausted my store. No, I'd never exhausted my store. His politics now is the fashion, as sets folks about by the ear, and slops makes the poorest of blushing. No singing for me without beer. Well, I reckon the days be departed for such jolly old gaffers as I. Folks never will be so light-hearted as they were in the days that's gone by, as they were in the days that's gone by. Thank you.
Oh Lord, what's with their education? And me neither cipher nor rhyme, but in singing the best in the nation, and gives the whole parish delight. I be going, I reckon, full mellow to lay in the church on my head. So say God be with you, dear old fellow, for the last of the singers is dead. For the last of the singers is dead.
For the last of the singers is dead.
That was Miranda Sykes and Jim Corsley with Last of the Singers from their Sabine Baron Gold Centenary CD and their show, and I'm delighted that they ain't out of a chat with us. How are you both doing?
Really good, thanks.
So, really
it's
well,
very, very wet here in Devon.
Well, it's quite wet here too.
Is it?
I think it's wet all around the country today. Well, maybe. But you're on this very interesting tour, aren't you? Tell us a bit more about what you're doing.
Me? Right. Well, we're celebrating the centenary of a chap called Sabin Baring-Gould, the Reverend Sabin Baring-Gould, who was a folk song collector and pretty much the first of the Victorian wave of folk song collectors. And he was like an inspiration to Cecil Sharp and Vaughan Williams and others. And he got collecting in the late 1800s around Devon and Cornwall. And but that wasn't the only thing he did by far. So he was a vicar in his spare time. But I don't know how he had time to do that, because he was a prolific author on loads of different topics like history and geology and folklore. And he really liked spooky things, didn't he, Miranda? He liked really into the occult and werewolves and ghosts and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. He was a prolific writer, and some of them are really quite nasty, the stories are bloody, but we take that as Victorian, that's what the Victorians kind of liked. but yeah, the show that we're touring at the moment has a really nice balance of everything, so it is suitable for children, but we're really looking forward to coming to Sheffield, to the chapel.
Yeah, I think John Palmer's just coming into the meeting.
Is he knocking on the door?
Yeah,
should we let him in?
He is. I'm just about to let him in. and yeah, John, can you hear us, John?
Hiya, morning Sam, morning Miranda. Well,
morning.
Good morning, John.
We're actually on air right now, and I'm delighted that you've been able to join us, John. So one of you can tell me whose idea for this show was it first? Was it yours, John?
Yeah, it was Sam. Yeah. I'd previously done something similar around Country Diary of an Edwardian Lady, where we'd used the book and songs of Cecil Sharp, and then From Pub to Pulpit, where we looked at how Vaughan Williams used folk songs for hymns, and that was a big tour of cathedrals with various groups. And I saw that Baring-Gould's centenary was coming up and thought, he's such an astonishing character, an interesting character, there must be something we can do with him. Jim is hugely knowledgeable and adept and brilliant at collecting his Baring-Gould songs and singing them, and has done a lot of albums of Baring-Gould songs. So I approached Jim and said, I've no idea what it's going to be, but do you fancy doing something to celebrate the Baring-Gould centenary, bringing his words, his books and his music together? Jim was very keen. We were very keen to have a female voice, because some of the songs are very feminine and female, and Miranda was the obvious person, and we were extremely lucky that she had a gap in her very busy schedule, and thought it was kind of intriguing and interesting enough to say yes. So we kind of agreed it at the Sigma Folk Festival in a year ago now, didn't we?
So, we were brought together like that. And fantastic that both Jim and I are from Devon as well. Rather fitting.
Helps, doesn't it?
It helps.
Yeah. And
just need John to move down. That'd make life easier.
No, I'd love to.
So all the songs on the album and in the show are Bering Gold songs that you've looked up. Are they Jim?
Yeah, I mean they're mostly traditional, but there are a couple that he's written himself as well, and either traditional ones he tinkered with. Very openly as well. He didn't try to hide anything. But also we do a couple of his hymns that he wrote as well. So we do the big famous one, Onward Christian Soldiers, but we actually do it to a different tune that most people will know, because Bering Gold, he originally set it to a different tune called St Alban when he was living up in Horbury near Wakefield. So Horbury was pretty much one of our first gigs of the tour, actually. So we thought we must do it to the original tune when we go there. So that's what we've been singing that one to. And then we also finish off with Now the Day is Over, which is another lovely hymn that a lot of people know.
Fantastic. So you started off in Yorkshire and you're going to finish in Yorkshire, aren't you?
Yeah, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, full circle.
Yeah, full circle.
We lived in Yorkshire.
And like I heard you say on an advert the other day, it's at Samuel Worth Chapel, which is a converted chapel in a graveyard. So it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it works really well, Sam, because we're starting out again this weekend on what's the kind of the Halloween leg of the tour. And we've got about another 14, 15 dates that we're doing now between now and the last one at the Samuel Worth Chapel. And quite a number of them are in and around churches with graveyards. And we hope to make certainly the second half of the show is a bit spooky. Because Bering Gold, you know, wrote this really famous book about werewolves and wrote a very famous best-selling book about ghosts. And he was fascinated by those. And the second half really concentrates on his ghosts and his werewolves and mysteries and all kinds of spooky kind of things. So that kind of chapel is absolutely right. And I have to say, we're doing it in London as well. And the chapel we're doing it in there is adjacent to the graveyard where Dracula used to sleep at night when he came to London in the book. And wow. Bram Stoker was influenced by Bering Gold in writing that book. So we're really excited about the spookiness of being right next to Dracula's grave.
That's going to be very exciting. So we're going to hear another song now. Tell us about this one, Miranda. It's General Wolf one.
Well, General Wolf, it's been lovely to work that one up. I mean, it's one that quite a few people sing, but Jim and I have worked out a new arrangement to it, and
it's quite a different tune, isn't it, to the standard one?
Yeah, a very different tune. Kind of worked through it, didn't we, from the book?
Actually, and different words too.
Yeah. So we take a verse each as well, and kind of cross over. It was really nice working that one up. So yeah. Bit of a different take on it.
This is Miranda Sykes and Jim Causley with General Wolf.
Come lads and follow without delay to your
Miranda, that was Miranda Sykes and Jim Corsi there with Bald General Wolf. And John, you were just telling me off air there that there's quite an interesting story behind that song, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, Sam. Yeah, it was one of Baron Gould's favourites, apparently. And in one of his short stories about Devonshire country folk, the song is in the story. Because he asks a musician to play it for him in the story. And it's one of the little stories and songs that we feature in the show. And Baron Gould wanted the songs not just to be on paper, but he wanted people to sing them. So he actually put together a touring show, which toured Britain for 10 years. And he did some of the early gigs and then set up an actor or a tour manager and off they went. But when he appeared, he actually sang that song.
Very, very interesting indeed. So John, the stories in the show then, are they stories about Baron Gould himself, or are they stories that he's written? What are these stories?
Yeah, it's a combination of the two, Sam. We take you through his life. And for that, we use his own writings, his diaries and stuff like that. And, you know, he talks about when he was in Horbury in Wakefield, and that was the first place he was a vicar. We've got some good stories about that, good stories about him being in Essex and in Devon. But then we interweave that with extracts from the books. And one of the really fun things about doing this, and I'm sure Miranda and Jim will agree, was that there's loads of really, really good stories, and there's 2,000 songs. So what we did was put together lots of stories, little bits from stories, and then started to distill them down to see which songs would fit. And at one point, we could have done a show that was 4 hours long. We had so much material.
It was John who undertook the massive task of editing down those stories and finding the perfect pieces to work with the song. So, yeah, massive task.
They do work very well, don't they, Miranda?
You know, yeah. They were made for each other, weren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can see that while he was writing the books and doing stuff, you can see how Baring Gould might well have had a song in mind when he was writing some of the material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating stuff. So tell me about obviously you finished the tour in Sheffield, but where are some of the other places where people can catch you?
Well, for this final leg of the tour, Sam, we've got Bristol. We're in the Folk House in Bristol, very fitting, on the 20th of October. Then we're off to Colchester Arts Centre the next day, which is an old converted church as well, so that'd be nice. Then we're from there up to Norfolk, to a little village called Swanton Novas. We're playing in the country there, not too far from Fakenham, on the 22nd. Then back down to Hampshire to a village called Warewell, which is the home of Wild Goose Records. I suspect you've played some Wild Goose Records albums, haven't you, sir? That's not too far from Andover on the 23rd of October. Then we're down to just into Cornwall on the borders of the Tamar at Calstock Arts, which is another old church converted into an art centre, on the 24th. Then we're in London on the 25th. Of October at Heath Street Baptist Church. You've got something interesting to tell about that one, haven't you, John?
That's the Dracula one, Jim. Yeah, that's the one next to Dracula's graveyard, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he's buried over the wall from where we'll be performing, so that'll be nice to have in mind.
If a bat flies over, we'll know who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd pop in to have a look, won't I? But actually, Baring Gould had a pet bat, apparently, that used to sit on his shoulder when he was writing.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to have a friend who looked after bats who used to come. He was a fiddle teacher, and he used to come to the door with bats hanging out of his beard. There you go, isn't it?
It's quite
anyway,
normal.
Moving on.
Then we're in Wotton Under Edge in Gloucestershire, on the edge of the Cotswolds, on the 26th of October. Lovely. That's an old school, that one. 27th of October in Exeter Phoenix Arts Centre. Then the 30th of October, very exciting, we're performing in Baring Gould's own church at Lew Trenchard on the edge of Dartmoor. He's buried right outside the door with his wife, Grace, who was from Horbury, near Wakefield. Then 31st of October, we're in Chagford Church, right in Dartmoor. And that's a really gorgeous old church. That'll be very atmospheric on Halloween night. And 2nd of November, we're in Barton-on-Humber at the Rope Walk Art Centre again, right on the banks of the Humber. And 3rd of November, we are with you, Sam, in Sheffield at the Samuel Worth Chapel.
That will be great. Well, before we move on to the next song that we're going to play, you were telling me, Miranda, that the song I played last week is a Yorkshire song. There is a Yorkshire song in there, isn't there?
There is. The Jovial Heckler Boy. I love singing that song. It's really, really nice to sing that with Jim. And yeah, it's I imagine it being sung by the mill workers. And it's actually them combing the flaps. So yes, that's a great track.
And it was the very first song Baring Gould collected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very first folk song.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's another interesting factor. We should say as well that just before we head off that this project and obviously you're doing this project with John, but you and but Jim and Miranda, you've got a new duo and you're going to do some duo shows next year. We're touring
as a duo February, March next year. with a new album. So nice. Yes, we'll be out and about next year.
Lovely, and Christmas I know too, but we'll talk about that soon. Yeah, lovely. Well, thanks all for having a little chat with us. And this song, tell us about this one. This is Cottage Well Thatched.
Well, this one, we had to do this one, didn't we, John? Because it ties into a very specific story from one of Baron Gould's books on Dartmoor, all about how there was a law where you could build a cottage in one day. If you could build the cottage and have a fire in the hearth by sunset, you could keep the cottage on the land it was on. It was all yours. And so Baron Gould wrote a story about that in his one of his Dartmoor books. And this is a song that just had to go with it. It's all about the joys of being a cottager.
And the story actually refers to a real cottage, Sam, which he writes about in another book. And on the tour, we've had people coming up to us saying, I know one of those. And we've actually had somebody who was born in one and lived in one. And we've now got a collection of cottages well thatched with straw, which were actually
a little village,
which was actually... You know, which were cottages built in a day. And we talk about that in the show as well. How? This whole thing about, you know, again, the farm workers being able to, if everyone did it, they could keep the cottage. And we know where there's a village full, man.
How wonderful. that is wonderful, isn't it? Right, thank you all for having a little chat with us and telling us about the Sabine Baron Gould show that you're doing, and we'll see you on November the 3rd. Is it November the 3rd, isn't it? Yeah,
it is, Sam. Yeah. Can I also say, Sam, that proceeds after all the costs are actually going to the chapel. We're doing it as a bit of a fundraiser. You may know I lived in Sheffield for 10 years, so that this venue and that place is very dear to me. One of the reasons why we really wanted to come and play there. And any profits from the evening are actually going to the chapel, which is a registered charity. So please come along and support it.
Absolutely. I had forgotten that, John. And thank you for the reminder. So that is an extra reason why you should come along to this wonderful show. And yeah, thank you for having a chat with us, and we'll see you then.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
See you soon. Lovely.
In the days of yore, there sat at his door an old farmer, and thus sang he, with my pipe and my glass, I wish every class on the earth were as well as me. For he envied not any man his lot, the proudest he saw, for he had homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw, and a cottage well thatched with straw, and a cottage well thatched with straw, for he had homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw. My dear old dad, this old cottage he had, and he got it, I'll tell you. I walked with the best coin he got and the sweat of an honest brow. Then says my old dad, be careful, lad, to keep out of the lawyer's claw, so you'll have homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw, and a cottage well thatched with straw, and a cottage well thatched with straw, so you'll have homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw. Though ragged and torn, from my door won't turn, but I give them a crust of brown and a drop of good ale, my lad, without fail, for to wash the brown crust down. Though rich I may be, it may chance to me that misfortune should spoil my store, so I'd like homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw. black homebrew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw. Then in frost and snow to the church I go, no matter the weather how. And the service and prayer that I put up there is to him who speeds the plough. Sunday saints are fair, who cheat all the week with a ranting and canting jaw. Not for them my home brew, brown bread, and my cottage well thatched with straw. And the cottage well thatched with straw. And the cottage well thatched with straw. For I have home brew, brown bread, and a cottage well thatched with straw.
From the sun, not that anyone could see, the change was all in all to me. And when I walk now, there are no familiar footsteps in the sand left beside me. And when I reach out, I find myself without the gentle hand to hold and to guide me. Before I was the orphaned one, I knew my purpose as someone. They taught me true love never. Once you give out, comes back in spades. But when there's no heart to pour it all into, when this well of tears runs dry, do I let go? Let it slip through my fingers, let it fly, let it die. No, I will carry you, oh, I will carry you, oh, I will carry you, carry on, then I won't be the orphan one. We're all orphans in the end. The certainty you come to mend. But immortality is found in the love that's handed down. And we can take it and pass it on to others. Oh, the circle goes on and on. And this love carries on for us. I will carry you on.
That was, well, first you heard an interview with Miranda Sykes, Jim Causley, and John Palmer about their show, about Sabine, the centenary of Sabine Baron Gold. They'll be doing that on the 3rd of November. Is it the 2nd or 3rd? I can't remember. Have a look at Jim Causley's website. It's the Sunday of that week. I think it might be the 2nd of November. And, it is the 3rd. I'm being shown on fingers that it is the 3rd of November. The 3rd of November at Samuel Worth Chapel. And looking forward to that very much indeed. And after that, you heard... Thank you to all of them for having a chat with us. And after that, you heard Chris Weil and Julie Matthews with I Will Carry You from their new album. And they will be at the Greystones on next Thursday, the 24th of October, with some very special guests, Kelly Weil and Martin Simpson, too. It's going to be a great, great night. Really looking forward to that. And that should be great. Now, a very special announcement that has just come through today, which I'm very, very excited about. And I wouldn't normally talk about gigs this far in advance, but on the 16th of May, 2025, at the Octagon Centre, you will be able to see the Lost Words Spell Songs project, which we've been waiting to come to Sheffield for some time because they were supposed to do it, and then COVID struck. And so when they did tour, they lost the Sheffield gig, but they are back now for 3 exclusive dates: Sheffield, Gateshead and Edinburgh, and it's so exciting to have them coming to Sheffield at the Octagon Centre on the 16th of May. That's Rachel Newton, Chris Reaver, Sekou Keita, Julie Fowlis, lots more. It will be a great, great night. Looking forward to it. The 16th of May, 2025 at the Octagon Centre. Here they are with Sulky Boy.
silky boy swim from the shore. Rinse your ears clean of human chatter and empty your bones.
Julie Fowlis there leading the Lost Word Spell Songs project. And like I say, they will be in Sheffield next May on the Friday the 16th at the Octagon Centre. It's going to be a great, great night. Now, I went to see June Tabor and the Oyster Band the other night. And June Tabor did a wonderful tribute to Les Barker with a great version of Roseville Fair, and here it is.
All the night was clear, and the stars were shining, and the moon rose quiet in the sky, and the people gathered round while the band were tuning. Can hear them now, coming through the rye. She was dressed in blue, and she looked so lovely, just a gentle flower of a small town girl. And he took her by the hand, and they danced to the music with a single smile. She became his girl, and they danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo, drifting tunes filled the air. So long ago now, but I still remember when they fell in love at the Roseville. They courted well, they courted dearly, till the very next year at that selfsame fair, when she caught him holding hands with some floozy, and she smashed his skull with a rosewood chair, and his head went clean through the middle of the banjo. She left them both well beyond repair, and the old folks said that's the way to treat a banjo. And we danced all night at the Roseville Fair, and we couldn't believe the improvement in the music. Drifting tunes filled the air, and the old folks said, yep, that's the way to treat a banjo. And we danced all night at the Roseville Fair, and we danced all night at the Roseville Fair.
Well, what a classic. Roseville Fair, as only Les Barker could do it. and as only as only June Tabor could sing it. It's great, that, isn't it? You think it's a normal song and it doesn't change until the second verse. June Tabor in tribute to Les Barker, as she did the other night, played a wonderful tribute to Les. Actually, really, really moving. June Tabor singing with the Oyster Band there, but that was unaccompanied. And thank you very much for listening today to this first hour. It's been a very great women orientated hour, actually, as it turns out. Lots of strong women. Thank you to Miranda Sykes, Jim Causley, and John Palmer for having a chat with us about their new show. I will leave you with a tune from Leverett, who are playing at the Greystones tonight. Catch them if you can, and I'll leave you in the capable hands of James Fagan, and I will see you next week. Look after one another, folks.